All right, checklist. Recorder on. Check. Cell phones off. Check.
Smiles on.
Check.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
Billy. All right. What's going on? Well, let's find out.
Okay.
I'll answer my own question. There we go.
That's what this show is
That's
about.
That's what this show is all about. All right. Enough frivolity. Or is there enough frivolity in the world? There is not.
Never.
No.
No.
All right. Boy, it's partly cloudy outside. That little cloud cover has kept things cool, 60 degrees here at our studios. Where's the rain, please?
Please.
Please bring the rain. Doesn't matter if we have a parade going. We'll parade during the rain, right?
That's right. And we'll be happy about it.
Absolutely. Might even do a rain parade, huh? Rain dance?
I think it would be good.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's see what is raining down on our area for now and in the near future. It's happenings in northeastern New Mexico and southeastern Colorado, and a show presented by the First National Loan Production Office in the Don Ana Shopping Center here in Raton. Pioneer Motors is in Trinidad. And we'll be over at Pioneer Motors also on Saturday morning for a live remote from 10 till noon. Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical is in the Miramonte Shopping Center, Park Avenue Insurance in downtown Raton, RBS True Value Building Material Centers with a store here in North Raton and also in Angel Fire, and the St. James Hotel and Restaurant in beautiful and historic Cimarron, New Mexico. It's time for a Thursday edition of this,
that,
and the other.
And it's already 8:09.
Hi, folks. Jeff Cook here with Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. We've got to move out the 2012 Forge to make room for the 13 models, which are arriving at Pioneer Motor. Push, pull, or drag that trade in, you're going to get at least $2,500 for it. That's right, and if your trade's worth more, you're going to get more. We want your trade at Pioneer Motor. We have a great selection, so come on down today. Pioneer Motor, 426 East Main in Trinidad, where you make the drive, I'll make the deal. Come see us today. Hi, folks. Jeff Cook here with Pioneer Motors in Trinidad. Are you looking for a car that gets up to 40 miles per gallon, looks fantastic, has a starting price under $16,000? Oh, by the way, it has more standard features than a Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It also has the best manufacturer's warranty on the market. Then you know what? Look no further. It's the 2013 Dodge Dart. They're in stock and ready for you. So come on down today at Pioneer Motor, 426 East Main in Trinidad. You make the drive. I'll make the deal. Come see us today. See dealer for details.
Good morning, Des Moines. We have lunch at 11:30 and to 12:30 with recreation following 12:30 to 2:30. And Trinidad, I hope you're up and about. Bowling starts at 8:30 this morning. The podiatrist, Dr. Dill, will be there at 10:30 with blood pressure checks at 11, lunch at noon, and 1 o'clock is quilting. In Cimarron, they have chair exercises at 9 a.m. with puzzles, pools, games, etc. from 9 to 3:30. And here in Raton, we have a health clinic at 9 a.m., shopping Raton at 1 with pool and card games in the afternoon.
And menus for the senior centers, Colfax County, today, 6th of September, hamburger with lettuce, onions, and pickles, tater salad, baked beans, and fruit. The COG centers, that's Trinidad and Walsenburg, a turkey provolone sub sandwich, or it's provolone, I guess, provolone. Yeah, you don't pronounce the E. I should know that.
Aren't you Italian?
I should know that. And chips and penne pasta and oranges also. And at the Des Moines Senior Center, Thursday, beans and ham, peas and carrots, cornbread and margarine, and pineapple and upside, and down and cake. So,
right. That's one of my favorites. I don't care how you put it on the plate.
Yeah,
upside
exactly.
Or downside.
Well, that's my problem. I don't care what you put on the plate, usually. All right. Let's see what's on our plate of happenings in and around the area. It's going to be the Art of the Great Outdoors, and that is up and coming, and that is going to be beginning on September 12th, and that will be with the International Art Show, and that will be the 12th, 13th, and 14th, and pretty much all day, I think it's 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., is the International Art Show exhibits there at the International Room. And then on Friday, the 14th, they'll have a reception and an awards ceremony there in the evening, I think from 7 to 9 p.m., for Art of the Great Outdoors. Now, also part of that weekend, is going to be a street fair. It's a Music on Main Street finale for the season, but it's a great beginning for the fall. The street fair from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. downtown Raton, and that's between Cook and Park Avenue there on South 2nd Street. There'll be 25-plus vendors, a wide variety of crafties and goodies and handmade jewelry and food and drinks and bouncing castles, and the Bear Festival, bear carvings will be there, and much more. Also, the much more includes a street dance from 7 to 11 p.m. on September 15th, and that's right there in front of the White House on Cook Avenue. Whiskey Creek will provide the free music. And, also, don't forget on that Saturday, the Farmer's Market, just around the corner, from 1 to 4 p.m. on 1st Street. And Art of the Great Outdoors, again, is September 12th through September the 30th. For information or to get booths on the street fair, call Sandy at 445-9336 or Chris at 445-2457. And again, raton.info, which is the Raton Chamber website, has a very, very good schedule of events going on in our area, especially for this. Also going on for the Art of the Great Outdoors, it's going to be Sid Masters dancing at the Raton Convention Center, and that will be September the 28th. Tickets are $20 for Sid Masters at the Raton Convention Center. And then coming up on the 29th, it's going to be country recording star Daryl McCall and the Tennessee Volunteers. There'll be a concert at the Schuller at 2 and a dance at the Raton Rodeo Pavilion at 8 p.m. Again, 445-2052 for tickets or raton.info for more information on the Art of the Great Outdoors and whatever else is happening in our area. They're sort of the visual calendar, and we're sort of the audio calendar here. But we do have, thanks to Christina, on our KRTN website, we do have a very fine listing of our own of the happenings and goings-on in our area.
The technological calendar, which is really fun with the internet. I love to click on things, so we make the links so that you don't have to, like, key them in. You can just click on the text there. So
it's got to be easy. It's got to be easy.
Try to make it easy.
We're just so spoiled, you know. If it's not right there, right now, I'm going. I'm on down the road.
It is how it is. It gets faster and faster and faster these days.
Well, we have a movie coming called For Greater Glory. It is a powerful film that provides a compelling account of a forgotten era of our continent's history. This major motion picture tells the story of the persecution of the Catholic Church in Mexico and is a key part in the history of the Knights of Columbus. The cast includes Academy Award nominees Andy Garcia, Peter O'Toole, and Catalina Sandino Moreno and Eva Longoria. This will be at the El Raton on Saturday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. There will be a Sunday matinee on September 23rd at 4 p.m. Tickets are only $5 per person.
Now, there's a class coming up, and we don't have any real details on it yet, but it's going to be a Sultan of Segway Master of the Improv class coming up, and our very own Billy D will be teaching that class.
Huh? Okay.
There will be a nominal cost, and all proceeds from the class will be given to a worthy charity.
Where and when?
Well, I want to ask her.
Details yet to be announced.
All right. Put me down. I would love to be there.
Me too.
You are. Oh, dear. Class in session. All right. If you want to learn something, Royal Bookmobile Northeastern New Mexico is on the road. September 6th is today. Now, they make two stops in Mascaro at the post office at 10, and then they park by the school at 10:30. Oh, Mascaro, what a neat place that is. It is really a neat place. All of Harding County, actually. Then they move on to Solano at the post office at 12:15 this afternoon. Roy, they also make two stops in Roy at the school at 1, and then across from the Roy post office at 1:30, and then at Gladstone in the store or at the store at 3:15. Those are the stops today. Rural Bookmobile, Northeastern New Mexico.
You can stop at the Kmart parking lot on Saturday and adopt an animal. The Raton Humane Society is having an adopt-a-thon this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. And if there's rain, which we hope there will be plenty of it, then the event moves into the 2001 video store just south of Super Save. Also, the Raton Association of Educational Retirees is holding their monthly meeting Tuesday, September the 11th, 9 a.m. at All Seasons Restaurant. Mark your calendars for future meetings. They always meet on the second Tuesday of every month at the same time and the same location.
Wednesday night mixers will start their league play on September 26th at the Spur Lanes, beginning at 6:30. Anyone interested in bowling this fun bowling league, please call Carol at 447-5348.
And let me make a correction. That reception for artists and the award presentation for the International Art Show, it's going to be Friday the 14th, but it will be 6 to 8 p.m. there at the International Room.
It's always exciting to see who wins the awards. Good food, too. Good food, good friends.
Great art.
And great ideas happening with Grow Raton. They're having community identity task force meetings. The next one coming up is today at 11:30 a.m., and they will meet in the Commission Chamber City Hall. They invite everyone to attend. They'd like to know if you're coming, but I'm sure they'd be happy to let you take a seat if you just showed up today.
We also have the Shortgrass Music Festival coming up in September 22nd, and 23rd. The performance on September 21st on Friday, the tickets are $10, and this is Ann and Pete Sibley. This will be at the Kit Carson Museum at Philmont Scout Ranch at 7 p.m. Singing for as long as they can remember, they have moved from their classical music training to the people's music of folkgrass, bluegrass, and traditional songs. On Saturday the 22nd, tickets are $20, and this will be Gary P. Nunn. This will be at the Colfax Tavern in Colfax at 7 p.m., and you must be 21 to attend. This Lone Star icon helped put together the progressive country movement out of Austin in the 1970s. This changed the face of popular music. In Sunday matinee, September 23rd, will feature Charlie Albright at the piano at this the United Methodist Church at 4 p.m. Tickets are $10. The latest in series of dazzling young classical performers to appear in Cimarron, Charlie Albright is among the most gifted musicians of his generation. All three are wonderful talents to have in this area, and we hope you can join them.
The Clayton Arts Council invites selected artists and craftspeople, and they show their work at the this year at the 39th Annual 2012 Clayton Arts Festival. This is happening on Saturday, October the 6th, and Sunday, October the 7th. Saturday, it's 9 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Sunday, it's noon until 5 p.m. There will be booths and art galleries at the Clayton Civic Center and food and refreshments at St. Francis Parish Hall. Call 575-374-9810 for more information.
8:20 a.m. and partly cloudy skies, 63 degrees at our KRTN studios. The information on our program is brought to you by Park Avenue Insurance.
When my son got a motorcycle, he didn't tell me right away. He knows how I feel about motorcycles. Did that stop him? Of course not. He says, Ma, I've wanted one since I was a kid. Well, he's not a kid. He's a grown man. If he could just see himself, what a piece of work. He's got the leather jacket and the boots and the sunglasses. The Rebel. He does seem to enjoy it, though. He takes it everywhere. One weekend it's the mountains, the next it's the beach, it's the beach, it's the mountains. But does he take it to visit his mother?
Some people want more out of life, and Safeco insures things that make more possible. And with the Safeco multi-policy discount, you could save up to 15% when you combine your policies. Safeco Insurance. Do more. Coverage written and provided by Safeco Insurance Company of America or its affiliates, Seattle, Washington.
Check with Park Avenue Insurance at 210 Park Avenue in downtown Raton. Phone 575-445-2768, 445-2768 for Park Avenue Insurance. Well, Labor Day holiday weekend, man, there was so much to do in our area. It looks like we're going to take, a week or so of break, and it looks like September 15th going to be another slammer in northeastern New Mexico and southeastern Colorado, one of the things to do is the first ever open-air artist paint-out. It's going to be in historic Folsom, sponsored by the Folsom Museum. It will start at 10 a.m., will end at 5 p.m. They'll also, in addition, have an artist's workshop with Ashley Bauer. That will be from 10 a.m. till noon. And a chuck wagon lunch will be provided from noon till 1 p.m. Donations will be accepted. The Folsom Museum and the Raton Plein Air Society are putting this together. And welcome all artists and art lovers. For more information, 445-2454 or folsommuseum.org for the first ever open-air artist paint-out in Folsom.
In Trinidad, the next recycling event will occur in November. This will be Friday the 16th and Saturday the 17th. Items accepted are paper, plastic, glass, aluminum. And for more information, call 719-845-8218.
Do you need good food? Would you like to help out the Sangre de Cristo Riders chapter of the CMA Run for the Sun? You can do that by visiting the Schwann's Home Service Fundraising Sale. It's happening Saturday, September the 22nd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at Raton's Kmart parking lot.
I told you about September 15th. Well, how about the Branson Community Yard Sale, Branson, Colorado, beginning at 8 a.m., going till 3 p.m., early bird breakfast at the school. Oh, that's before it all begins. That would be at 7 a.m. Then, part of the things going on, a giant book sale. Thousands upon thousands of new and used and vintage books and magazines, many priced at $8 for $1. New cribs and other surplus daycare center items. They also will have antiques, collectibles, saddles, tack, clothing, toys, tools, many surprises. All sellers are welcome for $10 per place. No advance sign-up is required. They also have a Ford industrial backhoe taking offers on that for sale. It needs some work. Also, lunch, ice cream, and a chair massage, and unbeatable bargains, all in support of the Branson School, the church, and the community library. The Branson Community Yard Sale is September the 15th.
Chair massage. That's what we need around here. And, you know, chair massage is also a good way to keep your marriage full of passion and spark. And if you need help with that, you can take a class. It's called The Art of Marriage. It's presented by Family Life, and it helps couples build the God-honoring marriages they desire. It's scheduled for September 28th and 29th at Springer First United Methodist Church from 7 to 10 p.m. on Friday, and the next morning, bright and early, 8:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. on Saturday. It's only $35 for the couple, and you will be able to get a book that goes along with that. Deadline for registration is coming up on Sunday, September the 9th. Contact Pastor Kenneth W. Tidmore at 575-483-2881.
The Raton Senior Center has commodities to be given out on Wednesday, September 19th. Please bring proof of income and address. The commodities will be given from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For any questions, call 445-3278.
I told you about September 15th, coming on to the Raton Museum, Riders on the Orphan Train, a very special presentation at 1:30 p.m. It's free, funded by the New Mexico Humanities Council, is coming to town. A presentation originally created by novelist and humanities scholar Allison Moore and musician and producer Phil Lancaster as an outreach program for the Orphan Train Heritage Society of America. So this will be at the Raton Museum, Saturday, September 15th at 1:30 p.m. It will also be at the Herstein Memorial Museum in Clayton on September 18th at 6 p.m. It's also a free program. Everyone is invited and welcome.
Trendy Fest is another activity going on September 13th through the 15th, and this is the Trinidad Independent Film Festival. It is a truly independent event, and for more information, you can go to the website, www.trendyfest.net.
Raton Rodeo Association is sponsoring Mud Bogs on the 22nd at the Raton Rodeo Grounds here in Raton. Admission is just $10 per person, and kids 6 and under are free. Registration and gates open at 8 a.m. For more information, you can contact Doug Williams, and the number to call is 575-445-3421, and there will be a dance following.
I told you about September the 15th. Solano Fest in Solano, New Mexico. That's between Mascaro and Roy on New Mexico Highway 39. This is a New Mexico centennial celebration of Western traditions and what is more traditional than eating. A call for Dutch oven cookers and for arts and craft vendors. For more information or to sign up, call Mary at 673-2326. It will be an all-day celebration of authentic Western traditions at the annual Solano Fest. Admission is free. The venue is sublime. For families and friends, it's a bring-your-own-lawn-chair event in its 13th year. And headlining the Old West Gathering, Dutch Oven Cook-Off. And then also, live music from Kathy Faber's Swingin' Country Band, with echoes of Patsy Cline in the neighborhood. Andy Wilkinson with Andy Hedges and Company, local minstrel. Vicente Mata and others providing entertainment throughout the day. They'll have vendors, artists, and crafters, and they'll be showing their ways and wares and selling them in the historic Solano Gymnasium. Campers are welcome. 673-2326. The Solano Fest 2012 is September the 15th. It's 8:29 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. It's a partly cloudy sky. It's 64 degrees at our KRTN studios. Our program of information is sponsored in part by the First National Loan Production Office.
Are you thinking of buying a home? Now is a great time to take advantage of affordable home prices and the excellent home loan packages available at the First National Loan Production Office. This is Diana Sanchez-Fear. And at First National, we have experienced loan officers who are available to guide you through the mortgage process and answer your questions. Over the years, real estate has proven to be an excellent long-term investment strategy. Whether you're buying your first home or building a new one, call the First National Loan Production Office at 575-445-7123. We have the resources to meet your financial needs. The First National Loan Production Office is affiliated with the First National Bank in Trinidad, which is an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Up and coming this weekend, Miners Colfax Medical Center is holding a child safety seat clinic, and that's going to be on Saturday, September the 8th. It will be at the Kmart parking lot from 8 a.m. till noon. Now, the clinic will provide all with the opportunity to receive hands-on instruction on the correct use of a child safety seat. How important is that? How very important is that? I received some other information that said that 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure in the car as they should be because car seats are not being used correctly. 3 out of 4.
That's wow. And that's your most precious possession.
Yeah.
You know?
And in 2010, 655 children aged 12 and younger in a passenger vehicle were killed in motor vehicle traffic crashes. 64% of those were restrained.
Wow.
Of those that were killed, they were restrained. So using the correct restraints reduces infants and toddlers' chances for fatal injury by 71%. That's for an infant. 54%, it reduces the chances for fatal injury for a toddler. So, very, very important. This clinic is a public service, no charge. Please bring your child's safety seat, and if possible, the child.
Mm-hmm.
That would help.
And the car, too, right?
Well, yeah. No, we need to carry that on, sure. Sure. Bring all you can. But it is, for further information, please call Hattie Jolly at the MCMC 445-7826. Again, that child safety seat clinic is this Saturday from 8 till noon at Kmart. Now, staying with MCMC, they're also giving a Care for the Caregiver educational support meeting. And this is coming on September the 13th, which is a Thursday, a week from today at 6:30 p.m. That will be at the MCMC Long-Term Care Conference Room. Sean Lurch, who is the MCMC Chief Executive Officer, will be the guest speaker. So anyone caring for a loved one is encouraged to attend Care for the Caregiver. And this is an educational support group, September 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Long-Term Care Conference Room of MCMC, which is at 900 South 6th Street here in Raton.
Well, and keeping with things that we would like to remain aware of so that we can minimize the problem in our area, domestic violence awareness is a problem and a concern of ours, and the 18th annual Walk Run for Domestic Violence Awareness, which is sponsored by Raton Professional Businesswomen and Raton Kiwanis Club, will happen on Saturday, October the 13th, starting at 9 a.m. There'll be 1, 3, and 5 mile courses. They'll start on Historic First Street between Cook and Park Avenues. Prizes are awarded to those people who are collecting the most pledges. To enter or to make a donation, please contact Michael Ann Antonucci. She's at 4-4-5-7-3-7-2-3 or Allison Rue at First National Bank of New Mexico. The number is 445-1400. And all proceeds do benefit Alternatives to Violence. It's our domestic violence program serving Colfax and Union counties.
Michael Ann is a very busy lady. You can also contact her concerning the Raton Professional Businesswomen's event. They are seeking nominations for the Raton Businesswoman of the Year. The Professional Businesswomen membership is not required. The public and local businesses are encouraged to help identify nominees for this honor. September 24th is the deadline to submit completed application materials, and these materials are linked on the krtnradio.com. If you need more information, please contact Michael Ann at 447-3723.
And speaking of growing women, one way to grow girls into women who make a difference in their community is to join the Girl Scouts. There will be an informational meeting and registration today at Longfellow Elementary Library at 3:30 p.m. Girls ages 5 to 8 can participate in the troops, events, camping, travel, program series, and online activities. So they are also looking for volunteers needed as troop leaders or to help with those events and programs. For more information, please call Christy Medina. Her number is 505-414-8082. You can also call Girl Scouts of New Mexico at 505-343-1040. That's 1040. Also visit New Mexico Girl Scouts website at nmgirlscouts.org.
Helping a sister keep her promise one step at a time will be a four-mile fun walk. This is October 6th, starting at Ripley Park at 8:30. Entry fee is $20, or you can grab a buddy and have two entries for $35. Net proceeds will benefit the Susan G. Komen 3-Day for the Cure. For more information, contact Jamie at 707-0525, Karen at 447-7094. And remember that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
And coming up on October the 6th, that's the first Saturday in October, it's Rip Recycle Renew Day here in Raton. Join the Raton Chamber of Commerce and Mobile Record Shredders for a free document shredding. From 9 a.m. till 1 p.m., come by the Raton Recycling Center. They're accepting all paper. No cardboard, plastic, styrofoam, or glass or three-ring notebooks, but on your paper, you do not need to remove staples, spiral binders, rubber bands, tapes, or paper clips. Everyone is welcome, and donations will be accepted. Proceeds benefit the Goat Hill Flag Fund. And this is sponsored by International Bank, Wells Fargo, the First National Loan Production Office, First National Bank of New Mexico. Raton High School Culinary Arts refreshments will be provided by Larry W. McQuarrie.
Really?
I
saw Kathy out.
We have a McQuarrie in the lobby.
she wants to come in, sure.
Cool.
Sure.
Kathy.
Yeah. She'll always talk. Yeah, she'll always talk. She always has something to say.
What?
Good morning. Oh, you don't have to wear that, but it's just kind of neat, yeah. If you don't want to hear what you're saying, that's okay. You don't have to wear that.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Kathy.
We have a new little device that I was like, oh, on my head. Oh. Yes.
Don't do your hair till after you leave.
Hey, really? That's right. It wouldn't matter anyhow, so that's okay.
It's a real ear opener for people who don't have good microphone etiquette. But you do.
Oh,
you
well,
do.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, a lot of people go, well, yeah, and it's just, you don't
well,
understand. It's
that's like because Christina was coaching me, you know, last year, making sure I wasn't piddling with a cord.
Oh, she'll slap your
hand. I know. I know. So I learned quickly.
All right, now that we've got that etiquette out of the way.
Really, we'll attempt to go forward from here. First of all, I'm here with the Rattown Museum, and I want to thank everyone that came by for the Dawson reunion and, you know, experienced the exhibit. And I think Roger had close to 200 people that throughout the weekend came in and visited the Dawson exhibit upstairs, and we're just thrilled to be able to do that every 2 years and host the people that come to see where they came from.
Is it still up?
It is. Okay. It is. It'll be up probably for another 2 or 3 weeks.
And yeah, then, no sense going to all that work and then just
and then
taking
having
it right
to
down.
Take it down. Yeah. Roger is getting really anxious, though. He wants to get started with his Veterans Day exhibit.
Mm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So once this comes down, then he'll start getting things ready for that as well. So.
That's become quite a tradition.
It has. It has. It's
a great tradition of the coal mines and then also of the people in service, too, in our area.
A lot of people were in the service and sacrificed their lives and
kind of
part of their lives for our future. So we truly appreciate and honor those.
And still are. It's a wall of honor. So to
yes,
speak.
And yeah. actually that will be moved upstairs in the gallery upstairs because I don't know for sure if you had an opportunity last year to see it, but it filled up the majority of the museum on the downstairs level or on the downstairs level.
Right.
So main level, I guess, would be the proper term. But
okay.
So it will be moved upstairs. So I think that'll be wonderful, and we're excited about that. But in the meantime, next Saturday, September 15th, we have Riders on the Orphan Train. And we're really excited to have that exhibit coming in. Or it's not an exhibit, excuse me. It's actually a program. That's going to be
It's given. A show.
It is. It's a multimedia program, which is going to have folk music and also poems and stories and oral histories and, you know, photographs of the adventure that young orphans from New York City between 1854 and 1929 were basically put on trains. They were homeless in the city of New York and around that area, and were placed on trains and sent out to the Midwest, hopefully finding families and those that would take them in. And some, I'm sure, were not as lucky as others, but in the long run, it was better than where they were at. And they were, they were, I'm sure, used for farm, you know, for workers on farms and whatnot. But over the years, I mean, it's something that hasn't been told very often.
And it went on for 80 years.
Yeah.
80 years,
right? I mean, it's just surprising to me. It's like, seriously. Mm-hmm. And in 1904 is when they've tracked that some people were actually brought to this area. So that was Clayton and Des Moines. So 1904 was the time frame for that they've determined, and I'm not sure exactly how that was determined, but it was. So we're really excited to have this. It's a one day only here in Raton, and that'll be Saturday, September 15th at 1:30. And the people that put on the program are Allison Moore, who is an author and a humanities scholar, and Phil Lancaster, who's a musician and producer. So between the two of them, they put together quite a program and traveled around Texas, Kansas, and the New Mexico, state of New Mexico, putting on this program. So we're excited to have them. If you can't make it to see this on Saturday the 15th, the Clayton Museum, the Hirschheim Museum, will be doing that on the 18th, which I believe is the following Tuesday at 6 p.m. So, you know, get out,
get a chance, come and hear and learn more about the history of our great nation and parts that we may not have ever heard of before.
Little known, and I guess it was the largest child migration in history.
That's what...
In history, 250,000. Now, in other countries, it would have been a lot worse. It's hard to think that this was an opportunity, but it was for many. I mean, you know, life is not fair, et cetera. And, but to give them the opportunity, and, you know, as you said, I'm sure there were some tragedies, but I'm sure there were many successes, too.
Exactly.
And so they have interviews with survivors and the descendants of those survivors, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's it. I think, you know, they were at least offered an opportunity to grow and to mature as adults and have an experience that was other than being homeless on the streets of New York City or being raised in, you know, strictly an orphanage. So so I think, you know, it's an interesting part of our history, and I'm excited to hear the program. I think it'll be one that everyone should try to come in and get a piece of this history, because it's something we were never taught in schools, and, you know, it's just part of who we are.
Absolutely.
And here's a case where the Raton Museum is informing me, and I'm sure other people, of something that I had not heard of before.
Exactly.
And it sounds very interesting.
We were thrilled to be able to do this, and along with New Mexico Humanities Council, who funds so many programs for rural areas within our state. Mm-hmm. So without them, a lot of this would not be possible. So we're happy to be able to partnership with them and bring different programs to the community in the area.
Well, and it speaks to the experience of being adopted. My mom was adopted, and she thinks of her adoptive parents as the only parents that she's ever had.
Right.
So some stories are just wonderful.
They really are.
You find your mom and dad that way.
Exactly. And, you know, again, it comes back to the family life and how you were raised and whom you were raised with. And that association of family is huge. So in one aspect of it or another, that is very key. And that's something we need to remember with our youth today, is to make family really important in their lives. So.
Be involved.
Yes.
I agree.
WritersOnTheOrphanTrain.org. That's a website.
Right. Please check it out. It's got a lot of information on it, and you'll have, you know, be able to experience a little bit more of this prior to coming on Saturday, September 15th at 1:30, Raton Museum. And yes, it is free. Donations are greatly accepted and appreciated, because we do operate strictly on donations and membership. So speaking of that, it's $25 a year. So just stop by, fill out a membership form if you haven't done so, and join the Raton Museum and be part of history.
How long is the presentation, Kathy?
It's about an hour and a half.
Okay.
And that includes probably question and answering, you know, depending on how long that goes. But I think their program, so to speak, is actually an hour to hour, you know, 15, 20 minutes. And
well,
then
it's like a show.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's a multimedia type presentation. So I think there'll be something there for everyone, whether it's folk music, whether it's poetry, oral histories, you know, actual slide presentation or movie type presentation. So there'll be a lot of things to keep your interest and also to find that part of it that works for you. So
great. Great addition as part of the New Mexico Centennial too. So
it is. It is. So please come join us.
Raton Museum, 108 South 2nd Street in Raton. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kathy McQuarrie. 8:46 AM here in the Rocky Mountain West. Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical is a This, That, and the Other sponsor. Del Norte Pharmacy in the Miramonte Shopping Center in Raton is more than just a pharmacy. They have a complete line of medical equipment and oxygen, and they carry wheelchairs and walkers. And they also carry a full line of braces and supports for back, wrists, knees, and more. And if you're a diabetic, Del Norte Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic candies and cookies. They also have diabetic shoes, skin care products, and cough and cold products designed especially for diabetics. Del Norte Pharmacy is more than just a pharmacy. It's smiling faces and helpful information on the medicine and products you need. Del Norte Pharmacy at 955 South 2nd Street. They're in the Miramonte Shopping Center in South Raton. Phone 445-3131. That's 445-3131, Del Norte Pharmacy. 8:47 a.m. and 66 degrees on the KRTN thermometer. And onward we go with more happenings. Raton Arts and Humanities Council begins their 2012-13 performance arts season on Sunday, October 13th at the Schuller Theater. It's Caravan of Thieves, driving gypsy jazz rhythms, acoustic guitars, violin, and an upright bass. Mesmerizing vocal harmonies. They tell fantastic stories to entertain, dazzle, and defy classification. So you'll want to clap, snap, and sing along. Caravan of Thieves, Sunday, October 13th. It begins the 2012-13 performing arts season. It includes six performances. Also, Celtic Fire, the former Celtic Fire, now labels themselves as Feast, and they're coming Monday, November 19th at 7 p.m. For ticket information, call the Old Pass Gallery at 445-2052. Or director at ratonarts.org is an email address. All six performances, $120 for adults, $60 for kids 12 and under, or you can get a family pack for two adults and two kids for $300. Again, 445-2052.
Well, with this partly cloudy weather, it's a nice day to go out thrift shopping. Not too hot in between stops. Start at St. Vincent de Paul Thrift Shop on 4th and Apache today. They are open 1 to 4 p.m. Tomorrow they'll be open 9 to 1 and on Saturday 9 to 1 as well. At the First Street Thrift Store by Alternatives to Violence, they are open today 10 to 3 and also through Saturday 10 to 3. They are looking for donations, so you can give them a call at 445-5778. And then wind up down on the south end of Raton at the MCMC Thrift Shop. They are open from, today is Thursday. They're open from 9 to 4 p.m., tomorrow from 9 till 3, and on Saturday from 9 till noon.
MCMC?
You know what? They're not open on Thursdays. That's summer hours. So they're open tomorrow from 9 till 4 and on Saturdays from 9 till noon. And you do want to stop by MCMC to visit the gift shop at the Acute Care Center. They are open today and tomorrow from 9 till 3 p.m. and always 9 to 3 Monday through Friday.
We have a bike run. This is in loving memory of Carl Evenson. This is a memorial bike run. Registration will occur Saturday, September 15th. This is 11 a.m. at the White House Saloon in Raton. Bikes, cars, and everyone is welcome to participate in this memorial run. The stops will be made in Maxwell, the St. James, Cold Beer, Carl's Cross, and Raton. For more information, contact Dan at 505-614-1498.
And that's September 15th?
That's also September 15th.
I told you.
You know, and what I'm thinking is if we had a motorcycle, we could hit Branson, we could hit Solano, we could hit Raton. We could make the circuit on September 15th.
Absolutely.
If we go fast.
Don't need a motorcycle.
Yeah, but that'd be fun.
But that would be good. Also coming up, Eagle Nest School raffling off lodging at Wyndham in Pagosa Springs, Colorado at the Wyndham Pagosa. A weekend for four, three nights and 4 days, and then tickets are available at the Eagle Nest School for $10. The drawing, Monday, September 17th. Mona can sell you tickets or give you more info, 377-6991 for the Eagle Nest School raffle.
And keeping the Fairmont Cemetery neat and pretty, the Fairmont Cemetery Board meets on the second Monday of each month at 7 p.m. for those who have made the final stop. And that meeting happens at the Raton Elks Lodge. The public is invited to attend and will happen on September the 10th.
Retired Public Employees, New Mexico Chapter 18, your monthly meeting is September 11th, which is next Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Raton Senior Center.
There's going to be a benefit rap war for Von V. Hill. That's this Saturday night at the VFW Hall here in Raton on Park Avenue. It will be from 7 to 11 p.m. DJ Alex Ogeen will be there live, and they'll have open mic for artist performances. They'll have door prizes and concessions. It's $6 per person. Children 8 and under are getting in free. So share your memories, come and rap your favorite flow. If you need more information, 575-707-0332. The Benefit Rap War for Von V. Hill is sponsored by the Familia Car Club of Southern Colorado. Did we do the Fish Fest?
Oh, no, we didn't. You handed that to me, and they get covered up. All right, Eagle Nest Fish Fest will be held at Eagle Nest Lake. This is sponsored and hosted by the Eagle Nest Marina on September 22nd, which will be Saturday after the 15th.
Okay.
So we've got something to do the following weekend. And this actually runs September 22nd through the 30th. There will be loads of prizes. On the 22nd, the Chamber sponsors a fish fry, and the Laguna Vista Saloon hosts a worm-eating contest. It's a fun family event. For more information or details, call 575-377-2420.
Into the sports folder we go, and tonight is registration for youth martial arts lessons for Taekwondo, 6 p.m. at the Raton Convention Center. Now, they'll hold classes on Tuesday and Thursdays, beginning at 5:30 p.m., and those classes will begin next Tuesday, September the 11th. Ed V. Hill or the Raton Rec Department can help you and sign you up, 445-4271, the Raton Rec Department phone number. Also, they're offering an Aquatic Center after-school program. After school to 5:30 p.m., open swimming from Monday through Friday afternoon. And 445-4271 for information. Also, the Raton Rec Department is helping to sponsor the Old Fogey Fun Run and Walk to celebrate the opening of the Climax Canyon Trail. That's going to be on Saturday morning, September the 29th at 9 a.m. at the Climax Canyon Trail. $10 per person. All proceeds go to signage and further trail development. So it's a fun trail run walk, about 2 miles long. Fogies of all ages. Senior citizen accessories are encouraged.
Accessories. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like false teeth.
Yeah. Glasses. Yeah. Bifocals.
Bifocals are good.
Sure.
Hearing aids.
Think we can do a wheelchair?
Sure.
Sure. Oh, a walker.
Mm-hmm. Walker, mm-hmm. Yes.
You can register on-site at Climax Canyon, 8:30 a.m., September 29th. Advance registration also at the Raton Regional Aquatic Center for more information. Folsom Museum also has a run around the rim at Capulin Volcano on Sunday, September the 30th. Folsom Museum number is 278-2122 for information or registration. You can also register online, www.capulinvolcanorun.com, and that's going to be guaranteed race shirt for the first 50 half marathon registrants, first 50 10K registrants, and the first 50 who sign up for the 5K will also get a race shirt. And again, no registration on race day. Lady Minor Volleyball at home with the home opener against St. Mary's in Trinidad beginning at 4 p.m. for the C-team. Also, Cimarrone, the mid-school and JV, will host Primero today at 4 p.m. The Lady Des Moines Demons will host the Lady Rams of Cimarrone in a varsity match Friday at 6 p.m. in Des Moines. Also in volleyball, Lady Tiger Volleyball. We won't see them for a month at Raton Tiger Gymnasium. They'll be on the road the entire month of September. And that will be at Clayton. Well, I take that back. On the 15th, hey, imagine that, on the 15th, Cimarrone is going to be in Raton, but it will be a JV match at 5 p.m. We won't see the varsity until October the 2nd when Clayton comes to town. So we're at Clayton on the 8th, at La Junta on the 13th, at Trinidad on the 20th, and the Lady Tiger volleyball team at the Sandia Prep Tournament on the 28th and 29th. Lady Red Devil Volleyball, their home opener is tonight. San Home comes to Sim Brown Gym. JV starts at 5:30, followed by the varsity. On we go to football, Springer and Maxwell. Their home opener also is Friday night against Tatum in Springer, 7 p.m. the kickoff. Raton Tigers will travel to Trinidad for the Battle for the Cold Bucket 2012 version. It will be a 7 p.m. kickoff on Friday, and KRTN will be broadcasting from Trinidad, a pregame show at about 6:45 p.m. Also, JV football, and that's going to be here in Raton, JV against Trinidad on Saturday, and that kickoff at 11 a.m. The 11 a.m. Raton JV against Trinidad JV here in Raton on Saturday morning. Also up and coming in other sports, it's going to be bowling. Wednesday night mixers, they'll get things together and start bowling on the 26th of September. If you have any questions or would like to join the Wednesday night mixers, call Carol at 447-5348. All right, let's do a little mixing here. Into the mix, RBS True Value Building Material Centers is a This, That, and the Other sponsor.
Fill your bird feeder with just the right mix of bird seed to attract a variety of birds to your yard. Come in to RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire for a 20-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for only $11.97 while supplies last. Take advantage of this and other Bargain of the Month deals when you shop at RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire. Start right, start here. Protect your outdoor furniture and equipment from seasonal weather. Right now at RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire, you can pick up a 2-pack of Master Tradesman 8-foot by 10-foot tarps for the special purchase price of $5.97 while supplies last. These all-purpose covers are weather, water, and mildew resistant and are perfect for your home, camp, or work site. They are available in blue or hunter green and brown. For this and other Bargain of the Month deals, come into RBS True Value Building Material Centers in Raton and Angel Fire. Start right, start here.
And we just received via fax the Maxwell School's varsity volleyball schedule and cross-country schedule. Thank you, Melissa. And it's going to be varsity volleyball on Thursday, September 6th. It's going to be Aguilar. And let's see. Home games are in bold, and so that's not bold. So it's at Aguilar, 5 p.m., Lady Maxwell Bears volleyball. And then next time they'll be home is Saturday, September 22nd against Des Moines at 5 p.m. Cross-country schedule. Saturday, September 8th, the first cross-country meet for Maxwell. They'll be at Santa Fe ATC, and they'll start the running at 9. They'll go to the Taos Invite on the 15th, and to Pecos on the 22nd, and to Robertson on the 29th. So, wow, full schedule of cross-country. Also up and coming, Ashley Rose Mills, Miss Rodeo New Mexico 2013, as having a fundraiser for travel expenses, also for Miss Rodeo New Mexico Scholarship Fund. So there's going to be a gala October 27th at the International Bank in Raton. Or, of course, since she's a lady, it'll be a gala, right? Okay. North Doors will open there at the International Bank at noon. Silent auction will continue till 5:15, a live auction at 5:30, and singing by Creekside with Kara and Jay. And Rick Trice, Dre, and Jill Solano will also be entertaining. The state champion Cimarron Band will be performing throughout the day. They're having a Shap show at 4 p.m. Author Steve Zimmer will be there autographing his new book. Artists like Curtis Ford, Blue Creek Cowgirl, R.C. Knox, and others will be present. Dino Cornet, Gary Morton, Cindy Montoya, Martin Pavletich, and others will have art offered in the live auction. So stick around. That's on October the 27th. Okay, you say gala, I say gala, or vice versa. So let's do the word
of the day.
Okay, whoa, I snuck that in there, didn't I? Brought to you by High Plains Regional Education Cooperative on North 2nd Street. a professionally licensed audiologist, is part of the service at the High Plains Regional Education Cooperative. So that means they do sales and service of hearing aids, and they also can help with Medicaid and private insurance billing. 445-7090 is the High Plains Regional Education Cooperative. The word of the day is gainsay. Gainsay, as in G-A-I-N-S-A-Y. To declare to be untrue or invalid, to contradict, to oppose.
It's not gala, it's gala.
Oh, I thought it was gainsay.
Yeah. There's no doubt that their work makes a useful contribution, but it does not provide enough evidence to gainsay the conclusions of earlier scholars, to be untrue or make it invalid. If you're thinking of a modern gain plus say, it should help to know that the gain is part actually related to against.
Aha. Against. Gainsay.
Yes.
A gainsay. It was probably came from like an old way of speaking.
Old English. Word for against. Gian from Middle English gain, which was then joined with sayin to form gainsayin. The Middle English predecessor of gainsay. So when you think of gainsay, think say against, deny, contradict. Our word of the day. G-A-I-N-S-A-Y.
Shall we have a little tomato salad this afternoon for lunch?
I prefer potato.
Well, no matter how you say it, I'll eat it.
Okay. Amen.
All right. Speaking of eating, all right, St. James Hotel and Restaurant, that's how you say great food and a great place to stay. The St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron has been a part of our Western history since 1872. And from the beginning, it was known as one of the finest establishments in the West. From its Wild West beginnings, the St. James has been newly remodeled and renovated. And in the restaurant, you can savor the upscale comfort food from tasty soups and house-baked breads and desserts. Steaks, bison burgers, trout, shrimp, salad bar, and more, plus a daily breakfast buffet. The St. James Bar offers a variety of fine wines, beer, and cocktails. And if you want to have a true Old West experience, kick off your boots and stay in one of the original rooms where Buffalo Bill, Annie Oakley, Zane Grey, Wyatt Earp, Jesse James, or Billy the Kid stayed. It's the West, but it's far from wild. Accommodations include a variety of singles, doubles, and family rooms with private or shared baths. You'll enjoy the simple but elegant ease of the St. James 19th century furnishings. For reservations, call 376-2664. That's 376-2664. The Express James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron. All right, 9:04 a.m. here in the Rocky Mountain West. Our program, This, That, and the Other. Oh, wait a minute. Before we go on, let's tell you about the St. James Hotel music. September 7th, Gary Reynolds. That's tomorrow, September 8th on Saturday. Mike Trujillo, music at the Express St. James Restaurant and Hotel. Don't forget to check out their fabulous, I mean great, breakfast buffet at the St. James. They offer that 7 days a week. Now onward to trivia. Today is Wyatt Earp Day. Why? Well, this date, 1955, the life and legend of Wyatt Earp premiered on ABC TV, starring Hugh O'Brien. Barbie Doll Day. Barbie debuted this date, 1959. And what do they sell thousands every minute or something worldwide?
Every minute?
And I was really disappointed. I gave my Barbie doll to my niece, and it was a red-headed bubble hair-styled Barbie that I was watching on TV the other night. One like it auctioned off for $450, and she sold it at a garage sale for a quarter. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that sold at auction.
May have been. Yeah.
That's just
your
doll.
Luck. National Coffee Ice Cream Day is today.
Oh, yum. I love coffee ice cream.
Today, Play Day. The 5 days following Labor Day, Play Days, I'm sorry, plural, Play Days begin today. According to legend, the 5 days following Labor Day, a time to spread humor and reaffirm our humanity and our sanity.
Well, wow, that's 365 days here.
We should. We try. The Vitoria, one of Ferdinand Magellan's five ships, arrived in Spain, completing the first trip around the world, 1522.
Wow.
That was. Also on this date, 1968, Eric Clapton recorded his guitar solo for the Beatles' While My Guitar Gently Weeps. 1975, while in New York to compete in the U.S. Open, tennis star Martina Navratilova asked for political asylum, 1975. The youngest person to ever swim the English Channel, 11-year-old Thomas Gregory, swam from France to Dover in 12 hours, 1988.
Wow. 11 years old?
Mm-hmm.
That's not exactly a small, short swim.
No. Basketball's Michael Jordan married Juanita Vinoy in Las Vegas this date, 1989. 1990, Canadian singer Paul Anka became a U.S. citizen. And while he was being sworn in, his car was towed away.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the U.S.
You're a citizen now.
1991, an electric light glowed for the first time ever on the Greek island of Delos, the mythical birthplace of Apollo. The god of light, power arrived on the island via an underwater cable, 1991.
Oh, that took some time to get there.
Took a little while.
That's an interesting little factoid.
Hmm. A Rio de Janeiro court ruled the clothing store had to pay a 23-year-old female moral damages of $267 after her teeny-weeny red bikini turned see-through when it got wet. Moral damages. An Australian man picked up $2.5 million lottery prize almost a year after winning it. He said he delayed because he didn't need the money. His wages were enough to support his lifestyle. He said after waiting a year, he finally decided to secure the financial future for his children. He bought a new car, paid off his home loan, and gave money to the Anti-Cancer Council.
Wow.
Did some good
That's
with it.
Good.
That's cool.
Also on the Almanac, the first album on George Harrison's Dark Horse record label was released. Paula Abdul and Madonna dominated the 6th annual MTV Awards, 1989. All right. I think that's it, except for... it's not. I'm sorry. I saw one thing caught my eye. General Ulysses S. Grant occupied Paducah, Kentucky during the Civil War, 1861. I don't know why that caught my eye, but it did. Let's catch our ear with some trivia, New Mexico trivia. Into the book we go. What was historian Sally Knowles referring to when she said, the paved slash that by 1920 drew the adventurer, by 1924 enticed the traveler, and 1926 beckoned as no other path to distant dreams?
Route 66.
I'm going with you.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
The paved slash.
Paved slash.
Hmm.
What ranch now includes the Rancho de los Burros, the home of the late Georgia O'Keeffe? Name of the ranch. Hamus Ranch?
Is that the D.H. Lawrence Ranch?
Ghost Ranch?
Ghost Ranch.
Ghost Ranch.
Okay. let's see. Sorry. What late resident of Santa Fe wrote lyrics and music for Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn? It won 7 Tony Awards in 1985, including Best Musical. Former Santa Fe resident.
Mm.
All right.
Multiple choice, please.
Trailers for Sale or Rent.
Roger Miller.
Correct.
You know your Santa Fe musicians.
I don't.
She knew Trailers for Sailor Moon. Okay.
Yeah, the Roger Miller and T.W. McCall were one of my favorites a long time ago.
What a talent. What a talent.
Yep.
All right. Let's see, 1909, petroleum first produced in New Mexico, 1909. From a well near what town? Dayton, Tyrone, or Hobbs?
Hobbs.
Hobbs.
Dayton.
Oh, and we just had this one, too.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm.
Missed it again.
Mm-hmm. What village, now a national monument, was founded by and named after the founder of the Boy Scouts?
Philmont.
No. It's a village, yeah. Yeah. And Ernest Thompson Seton was the founder of the Boy Scouts.
Seton Village.
Seton Village. And one more. What is the seating capacity of Albuquerque's Little Theater? 470, 570, or 670?
570.
Never been there. 670.
570. What is the seating capacity of the Schuller Theater?
280.
350, 450, or 550?
450.
350.
450.
Wow.
It's about 350 downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the Caprock Amphitheater?
No, I haven't.
No.
About 10 miles south of San Juan. It's right on the Caprock, where the wind farm is.
Well, I haven't been out that way.
They don't use it anymore, but it's magnificent.
Huh.
So, what natural stone amphitheater is located 10 miles south of San Juan?
Caprock.
You were listening. All right. Let's see and listen to who is celebrating a birthday today. Oh. Woo! Well, that wasn't very good.
Little Richard.
No.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, sorry. Sherry's looking at me like, what are you doing?
Some opera singer, no doubt.
Well, she is actually a comedian.
Oh, Joanne Worley.
Good job. You,
no, she read the birthdays today. Yeah. Country singer, I promise not to do my Joanne Worley impersonation anymore. She used to do that
twirling dimples.
Country singer David Allan Coe is 73. Pink Floyd bass player Roger Waters is 69. Which one's pink? Actress Swoozie Kurtz, 68. Wow. Jane Curtin, 65 years old. Saturday Night Live. Sawyer Brown drummer Joe Smith is 55. Jeff Foxworthy, 54 years old today. A-ha guitar player Pat Wachtar, 51. Mark Chestnut, country singer, 49. Rosie Perez, the actress, 48 years old. Okay.
Have you seen the movie Fearless? With Rosie Perez is in that one. It's is it Jeff Bridges? I'm bad with those kind of names, but he's in a major airline wreck and one of the few survivors. And so is she, and it's about their recovery from that event, and it's a really great movie, and she does an amazing job in it. She's a good actress.
She is. Got a little fire to her. On September 6th, our local celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday to Nathan Yardis, Helen Gonzalez, Joe Romero Jr., Denise Cordova, Lucy B. Sena, Lucinda Bernal, Manny Romero, Dino Cornet, Diane Redd, happy birthday, Rochelle Trujillo, Joseph Vargas, happy birthday. Sunny Hill.
Sunny, happy birthday.
Now, no inside jokes here. Bonnie Brown and Annette Giron of Trinidad, happy birthday. Also, anniversaries. Whoa, celebrating their 26th this year. Leroy and Debbie Sandoval, salute.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, anniversary. Can we just say just one thing? We got to
sure.
We have a Jeff Foxworthy birthday, so we have to say, here's your sign. Happy birthday and happy anniversary.
And our sign of the day from P.G. Wodehouse, English author. It's a good rule in life never to apologize. The right sort of people do not want apologies, and the wrong sort take a mean advantage of them.
Whoa.
Oh. Should we have been taught that when we were younger, maybe?
I'm sorry, I wasn't. I'm not sorry, yeah.
We don't need your apology.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying. But when it is necessary and you are wrong, then I think an apology is the right thing to do.
I think exactly. Apologizing when you're wrong is really important, actually. Being able to say, look, I made a mistake. Mm-hmm. It takes courage, and it also it makes for good trust.
Right.
Very good. No apologies here. The St. James Hotel and Restaurant in Cimarron, RBS True Value Building Materials Centers, Park Avenue Insurance in downtown Raton, Del Norte Pharmacy and Home Medical, and Pioneer Motors in Trinidad, and the First National Loan Production Office. It has been a Thursday edition of this.
That!
And the other!
Well, ouch. International apologize is your key to affordable home loans. You can purchase your dream home. You can refinance today. It's a fact.